This is an Enterprise Times podcast. My name is Ian Murphy. I'm here today talking about the latest entrant into the team collaboration space, Flock.
Hi Ian, this is Bhavin. I'm the CEO at Flock. Thank you for inviting me to the podcast. Appreciate being here. Just a quick introduction to Flock. Flock is a team messenger that enables teams and enterprises of various sizes to download and use our Android, iOS, Mac, and Windows, and browser-based clients to be able to engage in group chat, share files, engage in one-on-one chat, and also integrate various daily use tools in the enterprise space, whether it's CRMs or for software developers, whether it's source code management tools like GitHub or project management tools like Trello, etc. Integrate all of their notifications and their capabilities from within Flock to create sort of a central hub for communication and collaboration for the team.
One of the challenges of bringing so much information together onto the desktop in front of somebody is distraction. How are you educating users, educating customers that this is a good thing and that it doesn't actually distract people from what they've got to do?
Absolutely. So first off, I'll start with, we have tens of thousands of active users using Flock. These are teams from software development, HR, sales and marketing, and surveys that we've carried out across these teams from active users, we've seen a general 30 to 60% increase in efficiency and productivity after effectively using Flock. So we certainly have seen a compelling use case for the product. But you're absolutely right. I think the problem, one of the problems, apart from being a core messenger, which enables chat and instant messaging within an organization or a team, one of the problems that Flock tries to solve is the requirement to log into 5 or 6 different inboxes to receive your updates and notifications and statuses, etc. Now, on the one hand, one could arguably state that this might create noise if you were to bring it all into Flock. Flock allows you to create different groups, and each group has its own notification settings. And by default, when you create an open group within Flock, it starts out as a default muted group. So while it will start collecting messages, it won't actually end up distracting the participants in the group unless participants choose to actually enable notifications for that group. As a group creator, you can choose to create a default muted group, and it will ensure that your team doesn't end up getting distracted by those notifications. But then people who are interested, for instance, if you designate a person in your team to handle escalations that are coming in for servers going down, well, that person will probably turn on notifications for that group and get instant notifications. All the others can read about it in the morning or the next day whenever they feel like it, and at least still be aware that these were the notifications that came in from the various server infrastructures that were set up.
Just like working at home, working with a lot of information sources in a collaboration environment works for some people, doesn't work for others. I, for example, have to be very careful. I find myself constantly looking at email, and it can be a big distraction problem for me. From a manager's perspective, trying to understand how effective a product is, how do they actually understand which team members are using it effectively, which aren't? Because that's the real key, isn't it, for managers? They need to know that this is delivering productivity gain, not just having people losing their track.
Well, I might actually differ slightly there. I think if a tool needs to be successful, that it shouldn't require the managers of that tool to have to go in and muck around with settings that will make it productive. It should be a productivity enhancer from get-go. The lessons that we've learned along the way, so we had to introduce the mute feature, the DND feature, the default mute feature. We actually segregated, unlike most of our competitors, we've actually segregated all of our incoming messages into 2 separate buckets. There's a muted bucket and non-muted bucket. So that way, all the stuff that you default mute is not going to distract you. It's going to be in a separate bucket. You don't even need to go through it. It's kind of like a 2 levels of priority. And all of these things we kind of learned step by step along the way. We actually spent quite some time building some interesting features where if you have Flock enabled on both your desktop and your mobile, then as long as you're on your desktop, your mobile notifications will automatically be turned off. So it's not like you're getting zinged at 2 places for the same message on a continuous basis and things like that, right? So we've built all these tools that work out of the box without you having to set anything up. Because if you feel like every team that adopts it, the manager has to go in and modify some, knobs and dials, then it's a waste of their time. So we've intended to be a productivity booster right out of the box.
What about capturing the data that's used? One of the issues we see if we look at finance is that over the last 20 years, the way people interact with stockbrokers in the city has changed. It used to be a traditional phone call that could be recorded. These days, it can be dozens of different media, and they have a real challenge of capturing all that data and, more importantly, threading that if they're asked to produce something. It can be very much the same for a team that's working on a complex project. If they've got 5, 6, 7 tools in place and they're trying to solve something, when you come back later to try and work out what went wrong and why, you actually need all those different sources, not just captured, but also the ability to thread when they came together, and therefore why did this go wrong? How far are you down that, and how much of a challenge is that for your customers?
Right, so it depends, again, how you configure it, right? So, for instance, you could actually have a single group within which you're getting notifications from, you know, GitHub and your server and your build systems, etc. And if you do that, you can actually do some correlation right in there by being able to say, well, hey, you know, my build system made this latest deployment, and then I got this alert from my infrastructure that some service went down. So clearly, there seems to be some correlation. On the other hand, you may want to sort of spread them out and create different groups for different tools and different purposes, in which case you'd have to do manual correlation yourself. Now, Flock is meant more to be a communication and collaboration tool. It's not meant to be an analysis and intelligence or insight tool. There are many other tools that do that much more effectively when you look at sort of Splunk, but this is more meant to initiate conversations, initiate threads, and keep them together and keep people communicating together. So for war room scenarios or for status updates or for assigning tasks, so we have features like video conferencing, to-do and task lists, where you can create mini tasks for people and sort of track their status and things like that. One opinion poll. So if you've got like a bunch of designs, you want to get a quick opinion from your team, you can just create an opinion poll, share code snippets, you know, within your team, and share notes within your team and things like that, share files and media. And then if you share stuff within a group, it actually gives you an interface where all of those files and important documents are all available at one place, so you can actually browse them, peruse them, and things like that. That's what it's primarily meant for.
Prior to the podcast, we were talking about the challenge of asynchronous communications versus synchronous. Email is incredibly frustrating. You send an email, you want an urgent response, but it can take 2 days for the other person to get back to you. With messaging systems, the expectation is that people are online, they're able to pick it up, they're going to come back to you faster. How much time are you seeing people talking about saving by having a messenger system that now works for the group?
Right, so, you know, in surveys that we've conducted, we've had sort of 60% of the people say that they've reduced their internal email usage by half after starting to use Flock. And as I said before, we don't intend Flock to completely replace email. I think there are certain threads that are far better open on email, but there are certain threads of communication where email will be a waste of time and results in unnecessary delays that are far better done on a team messenger like Flock. As I also mentioned earlier, we've had 80% people say that they've increased their productivity by more than 30% by using Flock. So certainly a large number of people seem to see a sizable productivity enhancement.
You also have extended out to Flock OS, which when we were talking earlier, you were talking about being a platform. How quickly is that ecosystem starting to build up of people producing plugins and add-ons?
So Flock is a team messenger, and we've actually launched a platform that enables you to develop apps on top of Flock. We call that platform Flock OS, but it enables people to integrate tools into Flock. There are about 40 apps currently in our app store, about 90% of them being built by us, but several of them being built by third-party developers. So it was just launched a month and a half ago, and we're now starting to reach out to developers through hackathons and through, you know, developer communities and developer events to get them on board and start developing various tools into Flock. But it's so easy, you can actually, within your organization, just for your team. We've seen people develop apps and integrations in less than 24 to 48 hours, build, you know, small little conference booking apps, somebody built a Uber booking app to book a taxi cab from inside Flock and things like that. And so we've seen so many diverse use cases of people building pretty interesting tools on top of Flock.
One of the natural extensions of this becomes workflow, the ability to not just track this particular job, but then to make sure you get sign off, particularly for code where you need to get authorization to move a piece of code into production with DevOps. But that integration goes further with digital transformation, linking into finance systems, ERP and everything else. Can you give us some idea of the timeline and how you see that developing?
Absolutely. So we've actually already seen examples of people using Flock for code reviews, for instance, and build small little workflows that enable them to submit a piece of code for code review and somebody else to take it up and finish it and notify the other person, etc. We've also seen small little applications for tiny expense management modules where people can submit a claim to their manager or to HR or to finance to prove an expenditure and then get an approval back, and that expenditure approval gets recorded for posterity. And so there's small workflows are built inside Flock that people have built. There are also larger integrations integrate into, whether it's ERP or CRM. We've seen examples of people sending their sales reports through Flock to their entire sales team. Another HR example we've seen is people sort of giving instant feedback inside Flock, where if somebody's done a good job, you want to give some feedback on some project, you provide that to Flock, and then Flock records it and then makes it accessible in the future. So many of these small workflow and small communication examples we've certainly seen in Flock already. Our goal is to get to 1 million plus users over the next year, and as we cross across sort of a few hundred active users, we anticipate that some of the larger companies and larger tools will start getting integrated into Flock and provide those use cases for users also.
You're delivering through a cloud-based mechanism. How many of the APIs that you're starting to build from the platform perspective are yours, and how much are you hooking into the underlying cloud providers' APIs?
All the APIs that we expose for third-party app integrations are all ours. The cloud is merely used as an infrastructure service, so we use AWS to host all of our software across various AWS locations worldwide, depending on sort of geographic latency and things like that. But otherwise, all the APIs that we expose are entirely ours.
Is there a potential in the future for looking at database as a service and actually using that to extend out where you are rather than writing some components yourself?
Flock is a service that uses AWS underlying. Our customers don't need the AWS services. They're coming to Flock for Flock services. So we don't intend exposing AWS services. Somebody who wants AWS can obviously directly go to AWS and buy that. So for us, it's more of a messaging platform. Flock itself is a messenger, and a large number of people, by the way, will use Flock just as is without having to build an app on top of it. But then there's a subset of people that will need to expand or extend its functionality, and that's where the APIs that we expose come into picture.
You've pitched the pricing quite low. You've got a nice entry-level version, then it's $3 per user per month. And then there's the talk to us moment. Can you give us some idea of the spread of customers? How many are in the free version? How many are paying the sort of $3 per user per month? And how many have actually done larger corporate deals?
Sure, absolutely. So as of right now, 98% of our customers are using Flock for free, and that's largely because of the fact that we actually offer all of our functionality free, and there's very limited functionality that we actually charge for right now. Less than 2% of our customers are paid customers. We expect that percentage to increase to about 5 to 10% by the end of the year, and then target to get to about 20 to 30% subsequent years. And our objective has always been that a large majority of our customers will always continue to remain free users and really see significant productivity enhancements without actually having to fork out any money. But then a subset will see value in some of the premium features that we offer and then transcend them into sort of the more paid active user base.
One of the things I've seen from some of your competitors is that they've ended up almost producing function-specific versions of their software. So, for example, looking at versions of their messaging software that focus on HR, where they add additional security. They'll work with sales teams. You've already talked about sales teams taking a report and spreading it around and having their conversation. Sometimes these need to be kept separate from other places. Are you tempted to go down that route, or at the moment are you just saying to customers, take it, play with it, show us what you can do with it?
Well, actually, all of our competitors and us, we're actually in the same boat. So if you look at the software itself, it doesn't change. It's not that you download a different version of Flock or a different version of HipChat or Microsoft Teams or Slack or anything else for different types of organizations. The flavors you talk about are more apps and features, and we have that too. When an HR team installs Flock, they'll use it in a fairly different way in comparison to when a software development team downloads and uses Flock, etc. And we have the capabilities and hooks and the onboarding processes customized and geared to target that particular audience. But otherwise, the underlying software remains the same.
Some of those teams require very sensitive data. They'll have conversations about individuals, for example, HR. Data sovereignty is becoming an issue, particularly here in Europe. Germany in particular is now trying to stop a lot of data leaving its borders. Russia has said, if you're going to run an application, you must be hosted in the country. Data must not leave here. Are you seeing then the applications that are being built on top of Flock for these teams, giving people the option of stating where the data must be stored, i.e. which AWS region they want it in, or how do you intend to expand out to provide that capability?
Certainly. So firstly, let me quickly talk about from a security standpoint, Flock, essentially everything that you communicate in Flock is 100% encrypted and is transferred over 100% encrypted channel end to end. So at no point in time is the data exposed to man-in-the-middle attack or any kind of vulnerability that could exist. All the data is sort of encrypted through and through. We followed sort of higher security standards in terms of PKI, TLS, etc. In terms of hosting also, as I mentioned to you, we do have centers in various locations to try and provide sort of HIPAA compliance and compliance in sort of specific countries. So depending on consumers' needs, that's where the enterprise version comes in. If a consumer needs to comply with certain local laws in terms of privacy, security, etc., our enterprise version, which we sort of separately negotiate with the customer, will offer those compliances and hosting in sort of local location and things like that also.
One of the advantages of team collaboration tools is that teams are very rarely in the same location these days. They're often very rarely in the same time zone these days. Outsourcing suddenly gave us a problem of how do we communicate overnight, which is where we come back to the whole problems of synchronous versus asynchronous communication. How easy does team collaboration software resolve this problem of time zone and enable people to communicate? Because if I look at France, France has just said that users must not be expected to deal with emails and communication outside of that business hours. There's an immediate challenge here.
Right. So, in fact, more often than not, we've seen that Flock as a team messenger has a far higher use case in remotely co-located teams as opposed to teams that are co-located in one single location, because the need for communication and instant communication channels is far higher because we offer video conferencing, screen sharing, collaborative note-taking, collaborative task management, and group chat and one-on-one chat all in one package. Teams that exist across the board, including our teams, you know, we have people in the UK, US, UAE, India, Asia-Pac, etc., we've found that it's not just about 30 to 60% productivity increase once you start using Flock for communication as your communication channel. It actually becomes irreplaceable. It's a tool without which we can't actually operate in many circumstances, because there's no other way to be able to effectively communicate or share updates or statuses in that environment. So certainly Team Messenger is actually an indispensable tool if you have a geographically distributed team.
One of the interesting things with cloud apps is there's so many people out there looking for solutions to their problem that there's not a huge amount of competition sometimes when you launch a successful app. You've launched into what is realistically a fairly busy market, and with some companies, quite a mature market. Who are you seeing as your key competitors at the moment, and who are you looking to take business from?
It's an interesting question, by the way. Firstly, the market's actually extremely nascent. In fact, maturity, I feel, is at least 5 to 7 years away. You're talking about enterprises across the globe, upwards of several hundred million employees, and currently, team messengers are used by less than 4 million employees worldwide. So we have a long way to go to achieve maturity. So in many ways, if you look at it, true competition for all of us. I mean, there's a bunch of us competing in this market. There's Flock, which is us. There's Slack. There's Microsoft Teams. There's Facebook at Work. But really, for all of us, actually, true competition is email, WhatsApp, Skype, because these are tools that were not meant for enterprise and team collaboration, but are the ones that are currently being used in a hackish way to achieve certain collaborative purposes. Most teams that have moved from these tools to a team messenger like Flock have found a significant increase in productivity and collaborative efficiency post doing so. But right now, that would actually be primary competition for the entire industry.
As we move through the rest of 2017, what can we expect to see?
So with Flock, there's quite a few things we're working on right now. We're working on a series of apps for various verticals like software developers, HR, and fairly aggressively marketing. So launching in various markets. UK, we've sort of put up a team out here. In US, we've put up a team there and sort of expanding our geographic markets, etc. In terms of capabilities, we have some interesting things coming up, like, you know, sticky messages to be able to sort of bulletin board like communication, feeds, you know, reactions, many different sort of capabilities planned for the next few quarters.
Sounds like a very busy year ahead. Thank you for talking to us.
Thanks a lot, Ian.